what Kyle was going through to come back in the elbow, how tough was that to see him go out?
Yeah, it's really tough. I'm going to say a lot of prayers tonight, but it's just get it looked at and we'll kind of go from there. But yeah, anytime you know guys battle back from an injury when they have to come out of the game, it's really tough.
You guys have had an incredible bad luck run here the last few weeks, especially with pitchers. How, after the good luck that you guys had for a couple of years, how difficult is it to watch?
It's really hard. Like you said, we've been together for a while now, so these are our brothers in here. So when you see your brother get hurt, it's tough. I've gone through a lot of injuries in my career. I've gone through surgeries. I know everything that comes with that, and you just always pray for the best that it's not going to come down to that.
What was the end?
The energy in the stadium was unbelievable. It was like everything was riding on every pitch for both sides. There were a lot of Phillies fans there too. So whether it was going their way or our way, it was loud. As a player, that's, you dream of the games like that. You know, we play 162, but they're not all like that. There's only a handful of games in a regular season that the energy of the stadium is like it was tonight. So I wish we could have came out on top for the fans, but. It was a fun game to be a part of, for sure.
How impressive was the clutch homer from Tony and the A's, and then Cedric scoring on that wild pitch when it seemed like he was kind of dead to rights there?
That's what Tony does, man. He just, how many times I've stood in the on-deck circle and watched him do that in a big moment in the game is, I've lost count at this point. He's so clutch for this team. He always hits the big homer, and that's what Ced does. That's why it's so important. That he's on the field, because he's just a game changer. He can do it in any facet. He can do it with his legs, with his glove. And it was just an incredible slide. The ball bounced right back to the catcher, and he still found a way to get in there and make himself safe. So that's just, it's fun to watch, you know. It's fun to be standing there in the dugout and watch him get around that slide.
Also, you kind of referenced it, but this team, to some extent, has been kind of walking wounded all season and still found a way to get where you guys are at right now. What do you think about how you guys have been able to win so far despite the injuries? It's going to kind of keep on past this moment with Kyle's future uncertain.
Injuries are part of the game. We play a sport where we play every day. Injuries happen. A lot of injuries happen. And we had this talk in spring training that it wasn't just going to be the 26 guys that we break with. It's going to be guys that are in AAA. It's going to be guys that are going to debut. It's guys that aren't necessarily in a starting role that are going to have to step up. Guys off the bench night in and night out. It's kind of what this team is built on and why we've been so good the last couple years. It's just that next man up mentality in whatever role someone's asked to step into, like Keegan tonight. You know, he hadn't thrown three innings all year, and you know, the circumstances called for him to do that, and he stepped up and he was lights out for us. He gave us a chance tonight. So we just rally together, we stick together, and guys continue to just step up for one another.
Did you feel like you had a shot to run down the bomb double when you left?
I have to make that catch. I was there, the route was there, my glove was there, I didn't make the catch. I have to make that catch. I expect that of myself. I know the team expects that of me, and I'm gonna lose sleep over that tonight, because I know that's a catch that I can make. I gotta make that catch for Webby.